Phone right now and just text WGN to the numbers 246810. That's it. Text WGN to 246810 for more information on the 90-day risk-free trial.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, Wildcard Wednesday, and we'll talk with the author of a great book about Jerry Lewis's films. That's all coming up. And opening bell right after the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Comcast Business, built for business. Here is Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Clear skies, 53 at O'Hare. A U.S. congressman of Illinois is expected to announce today a reversal that he will not seek a 14th term after already filing paperwork.
Representative Luis Gutierrez is scheduled to announce he's withdrawing his nominating petitions and will no longer represent Illinois' 4th congressional district, which he's done for the past 25 years. And the race to fill his seat is on. Cook County Commissioner Jesus Chuy Garcia plans to start the process to replace Gutierrez. 35th Ward Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa is another possible candidate. Rob Martier, WGN News.
North suburban Edgebrook police are investigating a daytime home invasion. The victim, an elderly woman. It happened Monday afternoon near the Edens Expressway just south of West Devon Avenue. The victim says three men knocked her on her door, claiming there was an emergency, then forced their way in and took money. She suffered minor injuries. We're seeing tax returns from some of the candidates running for Illinois governor. J.B. Pritzker reported income of $16 million last year. He paid $4.6 million in state and local taxes. Chris Kennedy reported $1.3 million income. He paid over $200,000 in taxes. Governor Rauner made $90 million and paid $23 million in taxes. President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner got a deadline extension Monday from the Senate Judiciary Committee. It wants documents related to the Russia investigation. ABC's legal analyst Royal Oaks explains.
Congressional committees and Kushner have been feuding for weeks on the substance and timing of Kushner's compliance with requests for documents. The deadline's been extended, but if the president's son-in-law doesn't respond, he could wind up facing a contempt citation.
Another sign that President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, may be cooperating with special counsel to the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller. ABC News has learned one of Flynn's lawyers met on Monday with a member of Mueller's team. Earlier, Flynn's legal team ended a cooperation agreement with White House lawyers. Police are reviewing surveillance footage looking for a gunman who fired a single shot into a crowded mall north of New York City on Sunday. The bullet ricocheted through the Gallery Mall in Wallkill, injuring a three-year-old child and her mother. Police say they're not ready to make that footage public yet. WGN Sports, the Blackhawks beat the Ducks 7-3. Hawks visit Nashville tonight. The pregame with Chris Bowden at 6:30. The faceoff at 7 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. The Bulls visit the Suns. The tip-off at 7. Northwestern visits Georgia Tech tonight in college basketball. The pregame at 5:55. The tip-off at 6 with Dave Innett and Joey Meyer on AM 1000 and WGNradio.com. Other college hoops, Illinois visits Wake Forest. Louisville heads to Purdue, Iowa at Virginia Tech, Loyola at Boise State.
If you have dentures or failing and missing teeth, you know how much your quality of life and self-esteem have been impacted. You know how challenging and painful it can be to eat, and you know the embarrassment that comes with smiling in public. What you don't know is that life-changing help is just a phone call away with dental implants from Eon Clinics. Dental implants from Eon Clinics provide a permanent solution that will fit, feel, look, and function just like your natural teeth. And because Eon focuses exclusively on the placement of dental implants, your treatment will be completed in one day at one location, with their board-certified doctors providing the highest quality of care. Regain your smile and improve your quality of life today. Call 844-789-SMILE to schedule a free consultation at one of their five convenient locations throughout Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. Call 844-789-SMILE or learn more at eonclinics.com. That's eonclinics.com.
Are you living with asthma, COPD, or other lung diseases? Then you know how important every breath is. And you aren't alone. More than 1.8 million people in Illinois suffer from lung disease, including 6,500 who battle lung cancer. That's why many people donate their car to the American Lung Association. It's an easy way to make a difference in the lives of millions of children and adults who struggle to breathe. Let that old car provide new hope. Call 1-800-LUNG-CARS or visit lungcars.org today.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company's premiere of Puff, Believe It or Not by Eugene Scribe at the Greenhouse Theater Center now through January 7th. For tickets, visit remybumpo.org.
Just 2,000 miles east of Napa and about 200 miles south of Chicago is a wine lover's paradise. Dannenberger Family Vineyards, just outside of Springfield and New Berlin. Some say that you can't grow quality wine grapes in Illinois, but our winemaker secrets make her vines flourish. And the judges at the New York International Wine Competition agree. They named DFV Illinois Winery of the Year for 2017. Their international award-winning Cabernet Franc flows regularly in this funky and eclectic venue, perhaps the only place you'll find a winemaker in Stilettos. If you're in or near Springfield, cruise over to New Berlin. Dannenberger Family Vineyards is open Thursday through Sunday. Stumped for holiday gifts? Why not send award-winning wines produced right here in Illinois? Visit DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com and click on the shop tab, submit your order, and relax. And DFV's Wine Club can keep you well supplied at home, too. Sip, savor, and share DFV's award-winning wines and follow DFV on social media. Get more info at DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com.
Your money on WGN. Asian equities finished mostly lower today. European markets are higher this morning. Oil and gold futures are lower in pre-market trading. Major index futures in the U.S. down. S&P futures point to gains at opening on Wall Street. WGN traffic and Mary Vandeville.
Very quiet morning so far. No delays on the Edens. Kennedy looks good in both directions, along with the Eisenhower and the Stevenson. Inbound side of the Ryan 31st on in, a bit tight. Bishop Ford is clear along with 57 in the tollways. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
And the WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
We'll start off with some sunshine early on this Tuesday. We'll cloud over, though, looks like by about lunchtime. A little bit of light rain possible this afternoon, but it'll be brief if you see it at all. A breezy, mild day with a high today near 58 degrees. Tonight becoming clear, breezy, and colder down to 33. Mostly sunny tomorrow, cooler, but still above average, 46. Rain possible early Thursday, then becoming mostly sunny, 49. We're above average all the way through the end of the week. Friday, partly to mostly sunny, 46. Sunday, mostly sunny and 50. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
Clear skies and 53 degrees at both airports. It's windy this morning, gusting up to 31 miles an hour. It's 52 downtown. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Japan's giant SoftBank and a group of investors that have been looking to grab a piece of Uber now want to pay 30% less for it than the last buyer shelled out, a source told Reuters Monday. At that price, the ride-hailing app would be worth $48 billion instead of the $68.5 billion it was worth last year when it was still the darling of Silicon Valley. The deal would involve selling private shares of the company currently owned by employees and early investors.
How do you solve the Irish question?
It's a catch-22. You've got the British government saying all along, we cannot tell you what the border is going to look like until we get a trade deal. And the EU saying we need to know what the border looks like before we can talk about a trade deal. So really, we're stuck. And so often in these negotiations, we seem to be at an impasse. And we thought the biggest problem was the financial settlement. It seems like this Irish question now really is the biggest sticking point.
Walmart became America's biggest retailer by having lower prices than the competition. And now, for the first time, its prices online are almost as low as Amazon after years of trying to gain ground on Jeff Bezos. Prices at Walmart.com are now only 0.3% higher than Amazon on average. Compare that to last year, when Walmart's online prices were a full 3% higher than Amazon.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday. It's November 28th, 2017, and it's 5:10 in the morning. We're glad you're here with us for another edition of the opening bell and another business day getting underway. Lots going on this morning around the world and here in the U.S. There's developments on the tax bill. A big hearing later today with the nominee for Federal Reserve Chairman. We've got some holiday sales numbers as well. And on the program today, Doug Roth is here from Playground Hospitality. We'll be talking about fourth quarter restaurant industry news.
The fourth quarter is a big one for restaurants. We'll tell you how they do it, how they move into the black with Doug coming up. And a little bit later in the program, if you're looking for the perfect book for the book reader in your family for Christmas, Sarah Smith will be here from Amazon Books and Kindle to talk about some of the best books of the year. But first, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, futures on the Dow are pointing toward opening gains on Wall Street of up 35 points this morning. NASDAQ and S&P futures are generally flat. In Asia this morning, the markets there generally sluggish, lower after a post-Thanksgiving session, a sluggish post-Thanksgiving session on Wall Street. In Asia this morning, the Nikkei is off just about 10 points, which really doesn't make a dent in the Nikkei at all, just down a fraction. The Hang Seng, similar story there. The Shanghai is up about a third. In Europe this morning, markets are generally higher with the FTSE, the DAX, and the CAC all about a half a percent higher this morning. Oil is trading at $57.55 a barrel, which is down almost a full percent, 56 cents. Here's some of the news that we're watching for you this morning. First, with the taxes, Senate Republicans are considering a trigger that would automatically increase taxes in their sweeping legislation if it fails to generate as much revenue as they expect. It's an effort to mollify deficit hawks who worry tax cuts for businesses and individuals will add to the nation's mounting debt. Watch that to unfold today. Jerome Powell is the nominee for Federal Reserve Chair. He, if confirmed as the next chairman, will expect to lead the central bank much the same way that Janet Yellen has. Powell will be taking questions before Congress as he goes through the nomination process. Despite holiday deals all month, shoppers still picked up their spending on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, according to one technology company. Spending for Thursday and Friday together increased 11.9% compared with the same two-day period last year, according to First Data, which analyzed online and in-store payments across different forms of credit cards from 1.3 million merchants. Retail spending, which excludes grocery stores, restaurants, auto parts, merchants, and gas stations, rose about 9.3%. Holiday season is a big season for restaurants. Doug Roth is here today to talk a little bit about this. Doug is the founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago. Doug has also owned a number of many restaurants that you've probably eaten at through the years, Bistro 110, Bistro 100, the Blackhawk Lodge. And he, again, is with us to talk about all of this today. Doug, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
I'm always happy to be here.
And happy holidays, because it's the holiday season.
As well.
Lots of folks gathering around the table to have a dinner to mark the holiday season. Usually we think about people doing that in their own homes, but tell us why we might consider going to a restaurant this year instead.
Well, as we're seeing, tremendous amount of people have less time, and we've talked about that before on our shows. And as a result of less time, that means less time to operate in the kitchen, so to speak. And what people are doing is they're calling their favorite restaurants that are open. More restaurants are open than I've ever seen before for the holidays. And what they're doing is they're ordering food, bringing it back, obviously, creating that warm, cozy atmosphere without the ability of having to clean up the kitchen. And in addition to that, it's also great for the restaurant. They're also operating as well, so it gives them an opportunity to have people come in or obviously take out, and that increases, obviously, their ability to make that fourth quarter look really great.
I'm going to get to the fourth quarter in a second, but so what we're talking about is calling my favorite restaurant A and saying, hey, listen, can you make Thanksgiving dinner for me? And I bring it home and eat it instead of eating at the restaurant.
Thanksgiving dinner, some of you may have already had. Right. You ordered Christmas already dinner. from a restaurant already. Right. And you enjoyed, obviously, one of your favorites. And the same thing with Christmas or the same thing for Hanukkah. Whatever at this point that you celebrate, we're ready as restaurateurs to service that market because it has become a much, much greater demand now in the carryout world. Carryout has exploded. And as we've talked about before, again, you can go to your iPad and basically order Thanksgiving, as you maybe some of you did, or ordered Christmas as it's coming up, or even New Year's Eve. Many of us want to stay in on New Year's, and what a better way to do it than get something that you really normally wouldn't get from a restaurant, bring it home, and cozy up by the fireplace.
So are we talking about places that develop a holiday menu so that the carryout menu is something different than you'd get from the restaurant? And how would it work from the inner workings of a restaurant developing this?
Well, some restaurants, what they'll do is they'll do a holiday menu that runs for the month. And that way that you are able to order off of those items for the month of December and have more, what I'll say are products that you can identify with that are going to feel just right for the holidays and make really sort of stick to your ribs, cold weather, festive type of menu items. And those will be on the menu for, you know, for that good portion of December. And then what happens is that things then sort of fall off in January.
Doug, hang on with us. We're going to continue. We're going to talk about January and the rest of December. Doug Roth is here from Playground Hospitality. We'll continue our conversation in the business of restaurants after we check traffic this morning here on the Opening Bell. It's 5:15. Mary Vandeveld's staffing Traffic Central this morning. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning, traffic sponsored by Burlington. Looks good on the Edens and the Kennedy. No complaints on the Eisenhower so far this morning. Earlier road work coming into Congress has been cleared. Inbound side of the Stevenson about 20 minutes from the Tri-State. And the Ryan is building from Roosevelt with no delays on any of the tollways so far. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family. Plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Share the joy this holiday season at Goodman Theater's A Christmas Carol, celebrating its 40th anniversary. Here's your chance to win a family VIP package, including four tickets to the December 17th performance, a backstage tour, and dinner at Pettorino's. Enter at WGNradio.com.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's The Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting TOP to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting TOP to 88988. That's T-O-P to 88988.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now, because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Fosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Get yours by texting GROW to 85850. Don't wait. We'll also give you a free gift card when you text GROW to 85850. Men and women all over the country have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text GROW to 85850. Plus, get a gift card for $250 off. This amazing offer is just one text away. GROW
to 85850.
Play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, a couple of stocks of local interest. Archer Daniels Midland Corporation off about a tenth of a percent, 39.07 a share. And Equity Residential down eight tenths of a percent at 67.63 a share. It's 5:20 on the opening bell.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A sluggish post-Thanksgiving trading session ended mixed for the major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 23 points to finish Monday at 23,580. But the NASDAQ backed away from its record highs to close 10.5 points lower. The S&P 500 was down fractionally. Higher consumer confidence, lower unemployment, and cool temperatures put shoppers in a holiday mood, pushing spending 12% higher on Thursday and Friday than those same 2 days last year. What seemed like a far-fetched fantasy to put paying customers in space has grown into a $21.5 billion company. Elon Musk's SpaceX has raised another $100 million as part of its latest funding round. Think you're nickel and dime by airline fees? Try $57 billion. That record amount is what U.S. carriers have collected this year for things like checked luggage, preferential seating, and onboard Wi-Fi access. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. Doug Roth is here today. He's the founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago, longtime restaurant owner and operator in the city. Doug, we were talking about how during the holidays, lots of people have decided to go out, and they're finding restaurants that are open as well. Some people bringing food back to their homes. What are the pitfalls here? What should people watch out for if they're doing this?
It's important to understand what carries well when you order something from a restaurant. If you're going to order steak, that's normally going to carry pretty well, but you got to make sure if you like your steak medium rare, then you got to order it rare. If you are someone who loves your steak like well done, then maybe order it medium well, it's because it will continue to cook. You never want to really order fish. You want to stay away from items that are going to dry out and have a lot of moisture content. I've never been able, and maybe there's someone out there that can call and let us know or email us. I've really never been able to get great French fries delivered with an order. And if that's been figured out at this point, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, so would I. I have to agree with you there. And there's a pizza place that I order French fries from sometimes. They come in, they're wrapped in aluminum foil and then in their packaging, so that kind of keeps them a little bit warm, but they're still not the same as you get there. So.
No, because the moisture basically makes them soggy.
Yeah. Well, the fourth quarter, you talked about this being a big, in some cases, make or break quarter for restaurants. How big is the fourth quarter?
It can be huge for restaurants, especially right now. What we're seeing is that there's a tremendous amount of demand, first of all, for event space, especially in the suburban market. You are almost at a point right now where you can't find anywhere to go if you have a corporate party. And that's what we count on. We're counting on this quarter, this fourth quarter, is really break it, or rather make it or break it. And what I mean by that is that many restaurants look at almost 50% of their revenue coming in from this quarter.
Wow.
That's huge. And if for some reason there's weather, if some reason there is aspects that there are unforeseen that dig into that opportunity, then it becomes a real challenge for 2018 because you're digging yourself out of a hole, unfortunately.
Is it a mix of the having the special occasions and people coming into the restaurant that amount to that 50%, or is it the parties that do the most business?
Well, I think you have both.
Yeah.
I think the parties play a huge role. Parties are extremely profitable because what you're doing is you're rolling out basically the same type of item, and it has a very good cost structure to it for the restaurant, both from a labor standpoint and food. And also, let's be honest, this time of year is when the champagne flows. Again, champagne sales, I think, are 75% basically in this quarter. People feel, especially right now, with seeing the economy getting into a better place, that it's time to bring out the best of the best. And that is lobster or you're looking at great ribeye steaks, and you're looking at prime rib, and you're looking at just the products out there that maybe you don't have so often.
Yeah, and going with it with the champagne, a really nice bottle of wine, maybe bottles of wine for tables if you're at the restaurant, it's a big deal.
There's always reason to celebrate, and this time of year you sort of want to lose yourself. You know, it's been a long year for all of us in one way or another, and I think that the fourth quarter is always a great time to sort of to put things aside and reunite with family and reunite with friends, and just really to look forward as we all do to better things for us as we move into the next year.
Whenever I go out at the holidays to have dinner, this just sticks in my mind how I always have that feeling of warmth. It's always, even if the meal is not so good, there's that, just the decorations and the feeling, the lights, there's an ambiance that it's hard to match other times of the year.
Well, it's one aspect of living here is that we're lucky to have that feel. And I was in a restaurant last night and had such a pretty view, and they had their decorations up, and you could look outside the window, and the only thing you sort of needed was snow and Bing Crosby singing in the background. And it really just sort of gave you that sense and feel that you were just talking about. It's a little hard to do that in, let's say, Melbourne, Florida, or Melbourne, Australia. We sort of have that seasonal change here, and I think we all sort of get into gear for that, and that which makes living here great.
Are there special items that you would recommend on a menu to restaurants this time of year that go better at the holidays? Than, I know you've talked about steak and some of the other things, but are there other little things on the menu that restaurants that change during the holiday season that help that feel go along?
Well, I think anything that is done with dried fruits, for instance, again, products that are sort of associated with festivities, or a festive type of feel to it. Certain types of rubs on you'll see them on different types of meats. Certainly lamb. I wouldn't say veal per se, but I think that what you're seeing is certain types of like clove, mm-hmm. or I think
rabbit. Rabbit might be another one. No.
I'm not certain the rabbit is going to necessarily be a big seller this year, but I could be wrong. I am, you know, as you just said that, I remember seeing an article that rabbit is becoming more popular. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move with your position on that than necessarily mine.
The only reason I say that is because the couple places I've been to so far this holiday season have had rabbit on their menu, and I got it at both places, and it was delicious, by the way.
Rabbit's fat. I mean, le pain. In French, and for those of you that speak French, excuse mine, but that obviously is very popular in Europe as well. And like everything else, if you haven't tried it, it tastes like chicken.
So the fourth quarter is do or die, make or break. How many restaurants don't make it at the holidays?
I think they make it. Everyone is going and working towards making it through the holidays. It's a question of what happens in January. And that sort of brings up a little bit of a point. If you're having a hard time right now finding a place for the holidays, give a little bit of a thought. It's not necessarily what most people would move with, but if you are price conscious and you also want to give something that's a little bit different to the people that you work with, think about a January party. And the reason I'm saying that is, one, from a price point, I'm going to be, as a businessman, I'd love to have you. Okay, actually, love to have you in January. I'm going to pull out all the stops to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Also, what happens too is by January, you're sort of ready because you have a little bit of cabin fever by that point to want to get out again and socialize. So it can be also an opportunity because everything sort of at the holidays gets all mixed in together.
Yeah.
And if you're able sort of to separate that out, that could be a lot of fun.
Well, Doug, it's always good chatting with you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays as well. Look forward to a fabulous 2018.
Doug Roth is the founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago. You can find them online at playgroundhospitality.com. We're going to continue our conversation with Doug after the bell. We'll post that in our podcast of the opening bell later this morning at WGNRadio.com. It's 529. Let's head over to the newsroom. Vic Vaughn is standing by. He has the news coming up shortly. Vic, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. The city of Chicago is suing Uber, accusing it of a cover-up. Our report next.
This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone. Two Navy vets create a mobile platform saving one industry big bucks. The construction industry is massive, but it's also slow to evolve. Many foremen still rely on pen and paper to handle time cards and crew planning. After working in Chile and after talks over a few beers, Zach Scheel and a fellow Navy vet created Rumbix, a mobile platform for construction sites.
It's really about creating a connected job site.
He says a foreman can use a mobile app to keep digital time cards for the crew and handle on-site needs, even transmit pictures back to the home office. He calls it a digital tool belt.
Being able to pass information bilaterally up and down to create a more engaged, more aware workforce.
With Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
You have knee pain and it's keeping you from hiking. It wakes you at night when you turn in bed. It kept you from dancing at your daughter's wedding. That knee is affecting the quality of your life, and that is about to end. I'm John Williams. The Joint Relief Institute of Orland Park uses advanced digital technology to see exactly where your knee is bothering you, and then they gently place an all-natural joint lubricant into your knee. Please don't give up on living a pain-free life. If you've been discouraged by other treatments or if you think, well, that's the way my life is now, call 708-888-0000. This is a virtually pain-free, non-surgical procedure covered by most major insurance and Medicare. A letter carrier is still delivering the mail. A runner was able to run in the Chicago Marathon, and you could be living the life you used to live. Call 708-888-0000. 708, that's in Orland Park. 888, you can remember that. 0000 as in zero pain. Call 708-888-0000.
You have sleep apnea. Are you tired of dragging your big bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is smaller than a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Experience the life-changing freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. To receive your risk-free 10-night trial, call now, 1-800-400-9121. Again, that's 1-800-400-9121, 1-800-400-9121.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN, still ahead here on the opening bell. The 10 or so top books at Amazon.com for the year. We'll talk with Sarah Harrison-Smith from Amazon. She's one of the editors. We'll go through the list for you, maybe some gift ideas in there. Right now, though, it's time for the news sponsored by Lightkeeper Pro. And here's Vic Vaughn.
The city of Chicago is suing ride-sharing company Uber, so's Cook County. It's accused of trying to hide last year's data breach. The company has admitted hackers stole the information, personal information, of 57 million users. It also admits that it paid the hackers $100,000 to destroy that private information. The lawsuit claims Uber violated laws by not protecting customers. It's the city and county seek a penalty of $100,000 per violation involving a Chicago resident. Chicago's Cardinal Blaise Cupich will visit the victims of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico on behalf of the Pope. He'll leave Chicago this Sunday for a three-day trip. And Congressman Luis Gutierrez could announce as early as this afternoon that he will not seek re-election. He's already filed his paperwork to get on the ballot, so we may also learn what led to his reversal. The Tribune reports Gutierrez told Mayor Emanuel on Monday. Gutierrez has represented the 4th Congressional District since 1993. WGN Sports, the Blackhawks beat the Ducks 7-3. Patrick Sharp after the win.
It was nice to see some balanced scoring tonight. Archie's line getting on the board and contributing in a win. You know, some heavy minutes our top guys have played and are going to have to play coming up. So, you know, when you hear Joel talk a lot about four-line depth and rolling the 60, everybody contributing tonight, we had that. It doesn't get any easier going into a tough back-to-back against the Preds.
Hawks visit Nashville tonight. The pregame with Chris Bowden at 6:30. The face-off at 7 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. The Bulls visit the Suns. Tip-off at 7. And Northwestern visits Georgia Tech tonight in college basketball. Listen to WGMRadio.com at 6 o'clock for the tip-off with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer. This sports report sponsored by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. The Cats are out at Allstate Arena for all home games this season, including this Friday against Illinois at 8 p.m. Get your season tickets now by visiting NUSports.com. Your money, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Plan a day of fun and adventure with a trip to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. The Goods campus is three city blocks of over 50 brands of furniture with hundreds of styles. There's something for everyone at Goods, no matter your style or budget. It's time for the good life. That means quality furniture that tells a story. Furniture you're proud to display in your home. Browse the wide selection of good, better, and best today at goodsfurniture.com. Then leave the traffic and stoplights behind. Stop running from store to store in Chicagoland. Make the easy drive west on I-80 to Kewaunee, Illinois. Enjoy lunch in the Wine Cellar restaurant. Relax in their bed and breakfast. They've been doing it for 122 years. Goods is open every day from 9 until 6. Don't forget to visit them online right now at goodsfurniture.com. Goods, no hype, just honest-to-goodness value. Day in and day out.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Christmas is better when you wrap it in red at your local Ace, where the best brands make the best gifts. Stop by Ace this holiday season for gifts you know they'll love. The Weber Genesis 2, power tools from Craftsman and DeWalt, grills from Traeger, lightweight portable Eno hammocks, and more. We'll help you find unique, high-quality gifts for everyone on your list. Only at Ace, the helpful place.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, text KIT to 33123 for a free information kit from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Text KIT to 33123 for a free information kit with all the details. That's KIT to 33123. Again, text KIT to 33123.
Quick look at the WGN Associated Bank market desk numbers. Asian equities finished mostly flat today, other than modest gains in Shanghai and South Korea. European markets are climbing higher this morning, up about 0.5% in value now across the Eurozone. Oil and gold futures are lower in pre-market trading. Oil futures down 0.5% at $57.55 a barrel. Gold futures off only slightly at $1,293 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. point to a slightly higher opening on Wall Street. Down S&P futures up about 0.1%. And Adobe data shows Cyber Monday broke single-day U.S. online sales records, surpassed $6.5 billion. WGN Traffic and Mary Vandeveld.
Just a problem with the CTA Red Line. Trains are standing at Wilson. Some police activity there. Crews are working to restore service. Otherwise, starting to build on the inbound side of the Stevenson, about 24 minutes from the Tri-State. Some delays Harlem into Kedzie, and the inbound Ryan is slow from 31st. Inbound side of the Bishop Ford, some delays from 103rd. Not bad on 57 or any of the tolls. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Could see a few sprinkles today, but dry for most areas. We'll reach the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 30s. Wednesday, sunshine, mid-40s. It is clear at both airports, 53 at O'Hare and Midway. Windy out this morning, gusting up to 31 miles per hour. It's 52 downtown. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. It is that time of year, gift-giving time of year, and I bet you're looking for some ideas. How about some books for the reader in your life? The top 10 books have been announced for 2017, at least so far in 2017. Still have about a month left from Amazon Books and Kindle. Sarah Harrison-Smith is with us this morning. She's the editorial director for Amazon.com Books and Kindle to talk more about this. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Thanks so much for having me.
We all have our book hats on this morning because we're going to be talking about the best books of the year so far. First, let's talk about how you at Amazon put all of this together.
So every year we put together lists of the best books of the year, and the people who do the work are me and five other editors who are based in Seattle and in New York. We, over the course of the year, compile monthly lists of the books that we think are best every single month, and then at the end of the year we come together and have a series of meetings in which we debate, discuss, argue, yell. We don't usually yell, but we talk about which books we think were really the best of the year. And it's tricky because there are so many great books each year.
Yeah, it has to be because, I mean, you're talking about literary and fiction, mystery, thrillers. I mean, just there's so many different categories nowadays. You must be reading constantly.
Yes, we're all reading constantly. Our top 10 list is not category specific, so it's really books in any category that we think are the best of the year. But we have category specific lists, too, which are available on our website. So if I can just tell readers where to go to look for that, it's amazon.com/bestbooks2017.
Yeah, we're going to get into some of the actual books, but I have another question for you about, you know, we oftentimes see these lists created and it has something to do with sales or their popularity in terms of, you know, how many people are buying them. It sounds like this is really just people who like the book saying, hey, you've got to read this.
Yes, we are not basing this list on sales figures or reader reviews. Our mission is to connect readers with the next book that they'll love. And we read constantly, so we think we're a pretty good guide to what those books are likely to be.
Well, let's start going down the list, if we could. Let's talk about the best book of the year.
So our number one pick is one that we were unanimously enthusiastic about. This is a fantastic read, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders, and The Birth of the FBI by David Graham. This is a true life story set in the 1920s that reads like a suspense novel. So for somebody like me who normally gravitates towards fiction, this was a fabulous reading experience. I learned so much about American history, and at the same time, I was on the edge of my seat because I didn't know how it was all going to turn out.
The story, tell us a little bit more about the story.
So the Osage murders took place in Osage Territory, Oklahoma, in the 1920s, and there were many mysterious deaths among the Osage. Over two dozen people are believed to have been killed during this horrible conspiracy to rob the Osage of their mineral rights and the wealth that they accumulated from oil.
This sounds like an amazing book. It's one that you guys were, you said, unanimous in. How often does that happen when you all come to the same agreement, come to the same choice?
Well, when it comes to the top 10 list, if we haven't all read the books earlier in the year, we do read them now to make sure that everybody agrees. I think it's the number one pick probably is a unanimous pick usually because it's so significant. Farther down the list, you'll find books that, you know, certain people championed, but maybe not everybody read.
You know, the question then is going to come after people hear this today and go on Amazon to find this book. How quickly is this going to become unavailable?
Oh, yeah. The Killers of the Flower Moon?
Sure, yeah.
Do you think it's going to go out of stock?
Well, no, I just, if it's on your top list, I mean, I'm just thinking there's going to be a mad rush for this book.
Oh, gosh, there may be a mad rush for the book, and I hope there is because it is so good. But I sincerely hope we will not go out of stock.
Let's talk about some of the other books. So what would be number two? Let's go down the list a little.
Sure. Our number two book is our top fiction pick, Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. This is a great read, which touches on themes of motherhood, privilege, race, and immigration. But it's fundamentally kind of a domestic novel set among two different households in a suburb of Cleveland called Shaker Heights, which I believe is where Celeste Ng, the author, grew up. And it's really tightly written. It's very sort of emotionally fraught. It begins with a house burning down. But it's a great book. It's a great book. And I think that people who are interested in family life will love this book. Our number three book is a great novel for people who love sports. If you loved Friday Night Lights, this is a perfect novel for you. Bear Town by Frederick Backman. Backman is Swedish. He had a big hit on his hands with a previous novel called A Man Called Ove. And in this, a small town that is focused on ice hockey comes together over sports. People feel really intensely about it. One of the primary characters is the general manager of the local team. But things get tricky when there's an allegation of date rape. And so this book has excitement to it, but it's also a really feel-good story that will leave you happy.
Let's go on next. Another one was called Ginny Moon.
Oh, actually, our number four pick is Exit West by Mohsen Hamid. Have you read that book?
I have not yet. And I apologize because I have pictures of the books and they're not in order apparently. So, Exit West.
Well, I don't want to miss out on the top 10 books because you know, these really are the best of the year. This novel by Mohsen Hamid is a fantastic story in a couple of ways. One, because he uses elements of magical realism in an otherwise very realistic novel. So, in this story, two lovers discover each other, have a great romance in a city that's probably something like Lahore. War comes and they're forced to flee. And what's magical is that they flee through doors, fantasy doors that lead them into other places. So they end up in Greece and then later end up in London. And it's about what war does to their romance, but it's also about the power and the pleasure of imagination. Hamid's a brilliant writer from Pakistan.
Number five.
This is a nonfiction pick, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow by the Israeli writer Yuval Noah Harari. He's sort of looking at what the future might be like. People found this fascinating and also illuminating, if occasionally a little bit scary. He had also a previous hit with Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. So if you like this book, this is the next one on your list.
Number six.
Okay, this book is especially close to my heart. Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders. You may have heard of this book because it was the Man Booker Prize winner. This is a stylistically inventive story set in a graveyard and narrated by ghosts. How funny is that? And how weird is that? It's weird and wonderful and absolutely heartbreaking at times, as well as funny. So this is kind of an emotional roller coaster of a novel that I loved. There's a bit of history in it, too, because it's set during the Lincoln era, when Lincoln's young son, an 11-year-old boy, dies and is interred in the cemetery where he then encounters the ghosts.
Isn't it great that out of all the books ever written, we're still getting these wonderful original ideas for books?
That's right, out of the Civil War.
Number seven.
Okay, number seven by the Irish writer John Boyne. This is the novel The Heart's Invisible Furies. This is a sweeping and magnetic novel set in post-war Ireland, where, as I said, Boyne is from. And it's one man's life, so the span of his life, which
overlaps with enormous cultural change in Ireland. He is gay, and life for gay men like him changes enormously over the course of the 20th century. He's also the author of The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Number 8.
Sherman Alexie's memoir, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. This is a memoir about his mother. He grew up on the Spokane Indian Reservation, and he had a sort of love-hate relationship with his very strong, very smart mother. This is a great book that I would buy as a holiday gift in a heartbeat. He incorporates poetry as well as more conventional narrative, and it's really moving and really informative. Number 9 is Sourdough by Robin Sloan. This is the book that I would probably give my hip niece or nephew. This is a totally delightful story about a software engineer who finds her true calling when she's bequeathed a sourdough starter with magical properties. So this is a very funny, very clever book that I think will especially appeal to young people. And then our final book, number 10, is The Dry by Jane Harper. This is a debut novel, a mystery, set in drought-parched Australia. So if mystery's your thing, try The Dry.
As we come to the end of the year, obviously these are a lot of great gift ideas, but if our New Year's resolution is to read more in the coming year, what would your advice be?
I would say pay attention to lists like this and try to read outside your comfort zone. If you're not reading that much, it might be because you're a little bit bored with what you're selecting for yourself. So take someone else's advice and try a new genre or a new writer.
Yeah, I remember several years ago when physical bookstores started closing, people kept saying, oh, well, this is the end of books. It has been everything but that, hasn't it?
I think people are reading more than ever. Yeah. I know I am.
Are they reading the hard books or the Kindles more often? Is there any data on that?
I think there is a lot of data on that, and it tells different stories at different times. One of my tricks for reading more is actually to read in different media. So I'll read a print book, and then I'll listen to it on Audible when I'm driving. So you can get more reading done if you can do it at different times of the day.
Well, that's a great idea. I had never thought of that, and maybe even switch into the Kindle there as well. So again, Sarah, remind us where we can find all of these books and all the other pertinent information.
Go to amazon.com/bestbooks2017, and you'll find there not only our top 10 list, but our top lists in different categories. So if you're looking for a cookbook or you're looking for a thriller, look on those category lists.
Thank you so much for getting us more inspired in books and sharing this list with us today.
Thanks so much. Happy reading.
Sarah Harrison-Smith is the editorial director for Amazon.com Books and Kindle with the top 10 books of 2017. 5:52 here on the opening bell. Time to check traffic again. Mary Vandeveld is watching the roads as you head into work. Mary?
Traffic sponsored by the BillyGrahamBookstore.org. No delays on the Edens or the Kennedy as of yet. The inbound Eisenhower is slowing down at Mannheim. Inbound Stevenson about 28 from the Tri-State. And the inbound Ryan 18 minutes from 95th into downtown. CTA red line trains, some minor delays expected there due to earlier police activity. Inbound side of 57 is slow from 115th. Bishop Ford from 103rd, no tollway problems. Bless your loved ones with meaningful Christmas gifts from the BillyGrahamBookstore.org, where purchases help fund the ministry of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Order now at BillyGrahamBookstore.org. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Blackhawks hockey is on
WGN.
You often hear some things are too good to be true. Well, this is not one of them. Hi, Tom Janke, owner of Builder Supply Outlet. We just received from a brand name manufacturer beautiful bathroom vanities, medicine cabinets, and mirrors. There are many different styles, from raised panel to shaker, in stained and painted finishes. Over 1,000 pieces are available at an incredible 70% off. There's no small print to read, not some of them, all of them, a full 70% off. Plus, I ordered a huge quantity of special granite and quartz tops for these vanities, all at ridiculously low prices. There might be 1,000 vanities, medicine cabinets, and mirrors now, but at these prices, 70% off, they're going fast. So stop by Builder Supply Outlet right away. We're just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview. or visit BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
How do you get to work? How do you get the kids to school? There's a lot riding on the safety and dependability of your vehicle. You've got a big investment in your car or truck, and the best way to protect that investment is to take it to your new car dealer for service and maintenance. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or a tune-up for the winter months, your new car dealer has factory-trained technicians to make sure the job gets done right the first time. Today's vehicles are loaded with sophisticated technology and advanced safety features that require specialized tools, advanced diagnostic equipment, and expertise that can only be found at your new car dealer. Go to drivechicago.com and schedule an appointment at one of 420 new car dealers across Chicagoland, ready and open to serve you at your convenience. Because maintaining your vehicle the right way is the best investment you can make. Visit DriveChicago.com to schedule your appointment today.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add phone for your business for just $29.95 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and available only to new Comcast Business customers. Early termination fee applies. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Call for details.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk today, Dow futures pointing toward opening gains on Wall Street, up 41 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures are a little bit higher as well. Now the latest on agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, live cattle futures moved higher. Profitable packer margins and firm beef prices fueling expectations that maybe cash cattle would trade at higher prices this week. And at the end of the day yesterday, the December live cattle were up $1.12 at $119.82. The January feeder cattle contract gained $1.47 to end at $154.45 a hundredweight. And December lean hogs ended the day higher, up $1.40 at $64.52 a hundredweight. Turning to the grain market, well, soybeans finally got above $10, but probably didn't stay there more than just a few minutes. The soybean futures did trade higher because of weather concerns in South America. Meanwhile, wheat futures down 1.4% to fresh contract lows, pressured by poor demand for U.S. supplies from overseas buyers. And the drop in wheat weighed on corn futures, while soybean futures did edge higher, as I said, because of weather concerns in South America. Coming up later this week in Chicago at the Palmer House, it's the annual convention of the Illinois Farm Bureau. And they'll be there Saturday through Monday with policy debate and discussions and setting policy for the coming year for Farm Bureau. We welcome always our farm friends to Chicago for this annual event. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Tuesday, November 28th. The National Retail Federation will release spending data. We'll get the official numbers for Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. We'll also get to look at the quarterly house price index, the monthly house price index as well. The Senate Banking Committee considers the Fed governor nominee, chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. A confirmation hearing today. Secretary of State Tillerson delivers an address on the U.S. and Europe, and it is Giving Tuesday, a global day of giving. fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. Find something, a charitable organization to give to, and go and give right now with the hashtag Giving Tuesday on social media. Some of the things that could move the markets on this Tuesday, November 28th. That's the opening bell for this morning. I'm Steve Krasanich. Have a great day.
Chicago's premier podcast collection.
What's going on with WGN Plus? Believe it or not, it's less than a month until The Last Jedi comes out. So the guys at Rebel Force Radio decided to tell you just how excited they are. Sound Sessions photographed the Morrissey Show at the Riviera over the weekend and recapped the Thanksgiving break with Steve and Johnny as they filled in over the holiday. Check it all out on WGNplus.com.
Do you remember your first love?
Sure. Do you?
Mine was a boy named Philip.